Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Puck comes up the near wall. Byram. For Tage Thompson, drops it for Byram, creeps in, scores! Follow-up on the play by Jiří Kulík, and it's 3-1 Buffalo.
Kulík would score again for his 13th and 14th goals of the season. It's one of your Firth moments of the game. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Sabres win 7-3 over the Penguins. They are likely going to escape last place in the Eastern Conference by season's end, which they have not been. They have not been out of last place in the East since the middle of December. I think it was December 13th was the last date that they weren't in last in the East. They are 1 point behind Philadelphia now with three games in hand. Flyers, by the way, getting rid of John Tortorella. Yesterday, parting ways, mutual, you know, I saw every terminology used, but Tortorella is out in Philly. Good morning, it's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off today. Sal Capaccio is along for the ride. Baseball started yesterday. The Yankees started with a win. Good for them.
It was a catcher leading off. A little bit harrowing at the end. Mm-hmm. They just traded for their closer, Williams, from the Brewers, who they played. Mm-hmm. He comes in the ninth with a 4-1 lead, load the bases with no outs.
Wow.
And then they finally get out of it. They get a sack fly. They score. Okay. Then they were able to get out of it. But did you know what happened with the catcher leading off?
No.
Get a home run.
On the opening?
Opening first.
Did he?
First batter of the
game. Did not see that.
Yeah, so wow. Austin Wells became the first catcher to ever lead off in a game for the Yankees, I believe.
Okay.
They've never had a catcher lead off in a game. And then he became the first Yankee ever to hit a home run on opening day to lead off the game.
Yeah. I saw yesterday you asked that about, like, when's the last time a catcher anywhere has led off? Mm-hmm. Somebody, one of my buddies did text me that he thought Joe Mauer used to do it for Minnesota.
Maybe. I mean, he was a great athlete.
Yeah. But, right, like, that's rare. It's very rare that a catcher bats lead off. So, very cool that he got a home run off the top. The other thing, baseball-wise, I wanted to bring up real quick here, because there were a couple interesting things that happened yesterday. Like, Paul Skenes pitches for Pittsburgh, and it goes exactly how I'd expect. He was awesome, right? And then he leaves, and they give up runs, and they lose to the Marlins.
Soto gets a base hit, his first at-bat with the Mets.
There you go.
They wind up losing on a walk-off win by the Marlins.
Yep. There are two things that I'm interested by yesterday in baseball. One is Mike Trout.
Okay.
He's just going to go his whole career never winning. Like, that's really going to happen, right? He's 30.
This is
he's
one
33
of the guys
now.
That we were talking about that could be never go anywhere else.
I couldn't believe that result when I saw it yesterday. It's one game out of 160 plus, but the White Sox, who have the lowest over under in the league this year by far, like 51.5, they beat the Angels 8-1. Trout's just never gonna be playing in meaningful games his whole career, and it's kind of amazing. That's one thing. The other thing is, Are the Dodgers going to be like another level of supervillain this year in baseball? Like, I hear a lot of all the money they spend, and it's unfair how they do it, and, you know, they're doing it because the CBA is coming up, and they know they can, like, deferred money, you know, they're taking all the good players away. Are the Dodgers, have they reached another level of villain where there's more of a anyone but the Dodgers mentality, yes. I feel like, this year in that sport.
I agree. I think, yes. It's a, it happens with dynasties, great teams.
Yeah.
I think we're here with the Chiefs. Anyone but the Chiefs.
Yes.
It's become that in football. I do think there's a sentiment of that. It's not just because they win. It's also because of what you said. They are finding a way that other teams simply can't do, but it's totally legal.
Yeah.
To pay players and get the best by deferring money. Ohtani is making like $1 million a year.
It's crazy.
And then after he retires, he's going to make a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
Like Barry Bonds still makes $1 million a year now from, not Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonilla, sorry.
Bobby Bonilla
makes $1 million a year now from the Mets from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? Like baseball, you're allowed to defer money and say, we'll pay you when your career is over and it doesn't go on the luxury tax, which isn't even a salary cap.
And then he gets a better tax rate, so it works out for him too.
So, yes, but most teams can't do that. They're not willing to do that.
Yeah.
And yes, on top of that, they win.
Because baseball, and this has always been true, hasn't it? It's the most the sport where it's mostly about how much is your owner willing to spend.
Yes, but
because I mean the Pirates, and I talked to Josh Goldberg yesterday, who covers the Blue Jays, and we talked a little bit about that with him. Like, the Blue Jays aren't, you know, cash poor. They are compared to the Dodgers. But they were trying to figure out a contract with Vlad Guerrero Jr., so we were talking about the money, and he made a comment in passing, like, it's not like they're the Pirates. Pirates fans are already, you know, counting down the days that Paul Skeens is going to get traded to a contender because they're not going to want to pay him. So that's like, that's Pittsburgh, right? That's the Marlins, where just how are these teams even in, like, they're not in the same league. We talk about this, the Sabres, this way. Fans will talk about the Sabres this way. And there are truths to that, but
swing for the fences. With the Fence Authority, they've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And it's baseball, it's so much different. It is so all about how much money you want to spend.
So it's, I'm glad you brought it up. I don't know if maybe some people need a refresher on how this works and why it's different. Yes, it's about how much they're willing to spend, but every team has an ability to make more than another team because the difference between baseball, I'm going to use that one sport here, mm-hmm. versus football, all of the TV money in football is completely shared equally among 32 teams. When they sign a $1 billion a year with Netflix,
yeah.
that billion is divided up amongst 32 teams. It does not matter.
You get 1/32nd.
Yeah. You do not have, the Buffalo Bills do not have the ability. The Dallas Cowboys don't have the ability. Any team that's the biggest brand name does not have the ability to go make their own TV deal. That is separate in baseball. Mm-hmm. The Yankees have a deal with the YES Network. It's literally called Yankee Entertainment System.
Yeah.
It is their own network, and they can make all the money goes to them.
Yeah.
The Mets have their own network. Goes to them. The Dodgers can have their own TV network. Goes to them. Mm-hmm. Guess what? You're not getting that in a lot of markets. So all that money comes to you.
Yeah.
You can now spend it, and you have this advantage that other teams don't have.
Right.
Where in football, you can't do that.
Yeah, that's right. So I was going to say hockey you can, but it's not on the same level. There's not the same amount of money in hockey that there is in.
I would say that'd be right.
And you have a hard salary cap in hockey, and it's very different, right? Guaranteed contracts. And
so in baseball, you have what's called a luxury tax. If you spend over a certain amount, you have to pay back some of that money that then does get dispersed amongst the league. But if you're making that much money, who cares?
Right.
Teams are willing to pay over the luxury tax sometimes.
Right. 803-0550 is the phone number. The Bisons today, we'll talk with Pat Mellicaro coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll get to this at 7. The draft, I want to get to the draft a little bit with you on the position. The Bills can't draft in the first two rounds everything that people might think you want an immediate player at. There's a few positions where you might want a guy that could step in and make an impact and compete for a job right away. I count at least four positions where that's true of, and they have three picks in rounds 1, 2, and 3.
Four positions that you think you could insert a guy now that could start.
Yes. Like not all, it wouldn't, he'd have to beat a guy out, but
I know I would say two.
Okay.
And maybe a half, because I think you could, there's one I think I totally respect. Because I want to get into this with you, but where would the, I'm thinking of the fourth.
Not to start might be the wrong word. I think.
Immediately help.
A role.
Immediately help.
Yeah, immediate help at that position.
Okay, I could find four.
Yeah.
But I think there's only two legitimate openings to be actual like players and get time on this team.
Let's get into that. We are, 26 days from the draft? I missed the count. We'll get the whiteboard back up in here with the counter. But we're under a month away till the NFL draft. Sal Capaccio's in for Jeremy today. If you'd like to get in, phone lines are open here on WGR.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.